Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several agreements likely to be signed between two countries. The Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, to unveil white paper on India's live events economy at WAVE Summit in Mumbai. India's total exports touch all-time high of nearly $825 billion in financial year 2024-25. Indian Air Force conducts major exercise on Ganga Expressway in Uttar Pradesh, displaying emergency operational capabilities. Voting underway in Australia to elect new parliament, and in IPL T20 cricket, hosts Gujarat Titans beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries following the talks to boost bilateral cooperation in various fields. President of Angola arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. We have a report.
President Lourenço will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. He will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honor of the visiting dignitary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will call on the President of Angola. A visit of the President of Angola to India is taking place after 38 years. The visit comes at a time when India and Angola are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations this year. President Lourenço will participate in a business event in New Delhi tomorrow aimed at promoting investment and commercial linkages between the two countries. India and Angola enjoy warm and friendly relations built over the years. With Suparna, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first national mediation conference in New Delhi today. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Union Minister for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, will also address the conference. The event is being organized by Office of the Attorney General of India in association with the Ministry of Law and Justice. Talking to media in New Delhi, Attorney General R. Venkataramani said that the conference will bring together a large number of mediation and arbitration institutions so that they can discuss and share best practices with regard to the mediation process. The
government was still looking at possible ways of strengthening this law. So your mediation council under the act. So where do we get people who can fill up, compose the mediation council? We need people who are committed and with some integrity and a vision. It's not like filling up any other commission we have.
The National Sammelan on Community Radio will be held on the third day of the ongoing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES 2025 in Mumbai today. The deliberations at the event will focus on the latest trends, policies and programs aimed at empowering individuals and enhancing their ability to engage more effectively with the local community. It also aims to provide a platform for community radio stations to connect, learn and share best practices. We now go live to our correspondent Adarsh, who is covering the WAVE Summit. Adarsh, what will be the main focus of the National Sammelan on Community Radio?
Naresh, the objective of this conference is to further strengthen the effectiveness of a community radio in India through innovation. Naresh, the central government aims to open a community radio station in every district. There will be several sessions during the conference in which many senior personalities will share their views on the changing role of community radio. Representatives from more than 400 community radio stations during the country will participate in it. During the conference, Naresh, the 10th National Community Radio Awards will be presented, in which 12 outstanding community radio stations will be honored for their service and a remarkable contribution to the community.
Also, Adarsh, can you walk us through the key events and highlights scheduled for day 3 of the summit?
Yes, Naresh, on the third day of the conference, many prominent personalities from the entertainment world, sports and industry will once again participate in various sessions and panel discussions. Prominent personalities include Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, US Consulate General Mike Hankey, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, film actor Anil Kapoor, cricketer Anil Kumble, Warner Music MD Jay Mehta, Jio Star Vice Chairman Uday Shankar and Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos. Naresh, apart from this, Aamir Khan will deliver a masterclass on the art of acting, and in the cultural segment, singer Ila Arjun, Bhojpuri singer Malini Awasthi, as well as artists from Malaysia, Mexico and Indonesia will give their performances.
Thank you, Adarsh, for the information. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, will unveil a first-of-its-kind white paper titled India's Live Events Economy, a Strategic Growth Imperative at the summit today. The white paper presents a comprehensive analysis of India's rapidly expanding live entertainment industry, highlighting emerging trends, growth trajectories, and strategic recommendations for the sector's continued evolution. At the WAVE Summit, the Create in India Challenge CIC Season 1 concluded yesterday. The winners of 32 distinct challenges under the CIC were honoured at the summit. Speaking on the occasion, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw called it a historic moment, adding that for the first time, an award is being given purely for creativity.
कई देशों के मंत्री यहाँ पे प्रेजेंट हैं करीब 60 देशों से पार्टिसिपेशन हुआ है और इसमें सभी ने इस तरह के आयोजन को सराहा है हम सब जानते हैं कि वर्ल्ड इकोनॉमिक फोरम भी कभी एक बहुत छोटे से तरीके से स्टार्ट हुई थी वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंटरटेनमेंट समिट एक अच्छी शुरुआत हुई है जिससे कि मीडिया और एंटरटेनमेंट के पूरे जगत में एक ये बड़ा बेंचमार्क बनेगा नौजवानों में खासकर बहुत इंटरेस्ट है दिस काइंड ऑफ प्लेटफॉर्म वॉज नीडेड फॉर मेनी मेनी ईयर्स
Talking to Akashwani News, Abad Ahmed, a winner under the Wah Ustad category of music at the summit, said Waves has provided a platform for growth and promotion of classical music.
मुझे ये बहुत प्राउड फीलिंग है कि मैं ये अचीव कर पाया हूँ ये इतना बड़ा रियलिटी शो वाह उस्ताद वेव्स की थ्रू ही हुआ है ये एक प्लेटफॉर्म उन्होंने क्लासिकल म्यूजिक को दिया तो इसका मतलब है कि वो क्लासिकल म्यूजिक को दिखाना चाहते हैं पूरी दुनिया में फैलाना चाहते हैं तो यही सबसे बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म है
The Indian Army has effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Uri and Akhnoor areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the Indian Army responded promptly and proportionately. The Indian Air Force conducted a major exercise on a 3.5-kilometer airstrip on the Ganga Expressway in Uttar Pradesh's Shahjahanpur district yesterday, showcasing a spectacular display of its operational capacity. The event, a first of its kind, featured advanced fighter jets like the Rafale, Jaguar, Mirage 2000, Su-30 MKI and MiG-29, alongside transport aircraft such as the C-130J Super Hercules and AN-32, as well as the versatile Mi-17V5 helicopter. The exercise took place in two phases, daytime and nighttime, aimed at testing the expressway's airstrip as a viable runway for emergency operations during conflicts or natural disasters. Uttar Pradesh Minister Danish Azad Ansari said that Uttar Pradesh is the first state in the country to hold a night landing facility for fighter jets on an expressway.
सारी तैयारियां हम लोगों ने कर ली है एयरफोर्स की जो भी डिमांड थी वहां पे बेस हॉस्पिटल बनाने की वहां पे सीसीटीवी कैमरे लगाने की तो नाइट लैंडिंग से संबंधित जो भी तैयारियां सभी पूरी कर ली गई हैं और एयरफोर्स भी पूरी हमारी तैयारियों से संतुष्ट है जहां तक पब्लिक की बात है तो कोई भी एंट्री बिना पास के नहीं होगी 3 तारीख को हम लोग पब्लिक को भी पास देंगे और उसके लिए सिटी मजिस्ट्रेट के कार्यालय में संपर्क करना होगा
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Voting is underway in Australia to elect members of the 48th Parliament of the country. Polling is taking place for all 150 seats in the House of Representatives and 40 of the 76 seats in the Senate. The voting began at around 3:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 1:30 this afternoon. Incumbent Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of the ruling Labour Party is seeking re-election for a second term. He's facing a strong challenge from the leader of the Conservative Liberal National Coalition, Peter Dutton. Moreover, Greens leader Adam Bandt is making the contest triangular. People in Singapore are also casting their votes to elect the new parliament of the country. Voting began this morning at 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 5:30 in the evening. Voting is taking place on 92 seats across 32 constituencies. The ruling People's Action Party, PAP, already has 5 seats following a walkover in Marine Parade Bradley Heights Group Representation constituency. This election marks the first time Prime Minister Lawrence Wong is leading the ruling PAP in an electoral contest. PAP has won every election since independence of Singapore in 1965. India's total exports have touched an all-time high of $824.9 billion in the financial year 2024-25, as per the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, which includes the services trade for March 2025. This marks a growth of 6.01% over the previous year's export figure of $778.1 billion. Services exports led the surge, rising 13.6% to an all-time high of $387.5 billion. India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $1.98 billion, reaching $688.13 billion in the week ending 25th April. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by $2.17 billion to around $580.6 billion. However, gold reserves decreased by $207 million, totaling to $84.37 billion. In Goa, 6 persons lost their lives and over 50 were injured in a stampede at the Shirgaon Devi Lairai Fair. The injured are undergoing treatment at Bicholim Health Center in Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical Hospital. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant visited the Mapusa District Hospital and met the injured people. Moving on to sports, in IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 224 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, Karnataka. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning, hailstorms and gusty winds over eastern central India till Tuesday. Rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm or dust storm is likely to continue over northwest India till Wednesday. Scattered to fairly widespread light or moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty wind speed reaching 40 to 50 kilometers, gusting to 60 kilometers is expected in Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and Sikkim today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. Most newspapers have carried pictures of Prime Minister Narendra Modi opening the Viringam International Seaport in Kerala. US tells Park to assist in hunting down terrorists, writes the Tribune. NRA traces Pahalgam plot to ISI, LET. Handlers across border gave instructions, writes the Asian Age. Under the headline, second highest May Day rain in 125 years leaves 5 dead in city. The Times of India says that winds gusting up to 80 kilometers per hour and the heavy downpour left a trail of destruction in Delhi. Row escalates as center advises Punjab to release 4,500 cubic of water to Haryana for 8 days, reports the Hindu. Manufacturing activity at 10-month high in April, writes the Economic Times. And finally, the Road Transport Ministry may bring in a negative point system on driving licenses to rein in errant drivers, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several agreements likely to be signed between the two countries. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan to unveil white paper on India's live events economy at Waves Summit in Mumbai. India's total exports touch all-time high of nearly $825 billion in financial year 2024-25. Indian Air Force conducts major exercise in Ganga Expressway in Uttar Pradesh. Voting underway in Australia to elect new parliament, and in IPL T20 cricket, host Gujarat Titans beat Sunrisers Hyderabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.